Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Flight issues could be going from bad to worse. And the timing, of course, not just so great either. Just a few weeks before the busy Thanksgiving travel period. This afternoon, the FAA says it is now going to reduce air traffic starting on Friday.
It will be restricted to these 40 high-volume traffic markets. We're going to ask the airlines to work with us collaboratively to reduce their schedules pro rata through the day. So we're going to look for a ratable reduction across these 40 markets over the next 48 hours.
Yeah, that's FAA Administrator Brian Bedford. Now, he says that they are planning to talk to airlines about all of this tonight. We don't know yet what airlines will be affected. We have reached out to DFW Airport on this, and they tell us the FAA is responsible for airspace management, so that agencies should be on the primary source of the details for about your question. And he also says that I can tell you generally that we ask passengers to continue to check their flight schedules with their airline for any possible changes and allow extra time at the airports, saying our website and app provide detailed real-time info on both flights and TSA wait times. A disturbing find in Dallas today. They found a car that belonged to a missing woman, and they say that the car was actually under a creek.
Myrtle Polk was last seen in June of last year driving on Indian Creek Trail in her car, a 2004 black Lexus. That car was found upside down in Five Mile Creek this week near Wagon Wheels Trail, but there was no sign of Polk. Dallas police are using their drone and mounted units as well as a private search team to try to find her, but so far have turned up nothing. The former Dallas ISD teacher and administrator was in the early stages of dementia at the time of her disappearance, according to her family. Police still have Polk listed as critical missing, and family and friends have vowed to continue the search. From the 24-hour news center, Austin, York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And we have a picture of Myrtle Polk on our website, KRLD.com.
McKinney School District may have to make some tough decisions about the future of some of their schools.
The McKinney ISD School Board will meet at 6 p.m. tonight to discuss changes for next year, including new attendance zones and the possible repurposing of three elementary schools in the southwest part of the district. The move follows recommendations to reduce costs tied to underused campuses and earlier cuts that eliminated more than 30 jobs and several programs. From the 24-Hour News Center, Jeff Burkett, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, tonight, the McKinney School District, again, will have that following recommendation coming up. Texas voters approved spending money on research on Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia.
Proposition 14 on Tuesday's ballot was approved by 69% of voters. It will create the Dementia Prevention and Research Institute of Texas and allocate $3 billion over the next 10 years on research into brain conditions like Alzheimer's. Dr. Mark Diamond at UT Southwestern in Dallas says a growing number of Texans will be affected by dementia in the next few years, so it's important to step up research efforts now.
We're at a critical juncture where other sources of funding are not as available.
The Texas Department of State Health Services says Texas ranks third in the U.S. for the number of people living with Alzheimer's. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Elections yesterday around the country, some very closely followed that New York City mayor's race. What's the first name again?
Zoran Mamdani.
Zoran. Not Zohan.
Zohan, that's a movie,
isn't
it?
That's a movie. I was thinking of the
Adam
Ben Stiller
Sandler
movie.
It's Adam Sandler, I think. You're getting it all wrong today.
Mamdani.
Yeah, Mamdani. Just remember that.
He won that one 50-41. The Democratic candidate won in the Virginia governor's race and the New Jersey governor's race, and Prop 50 won big in California. So big, big wins for the Democrats. And yes, these are all blue cities and states. The margins of victory, though, were still higher than expected. Question is, what all of this mean going forward? The president says it's because he wasn't on the ballot. That's why the Republicans lost yesterday. And the News Nation political analyst Chris Steirwalt says there may actually be some truth to that.
The question for Republicans is, can they get their lower propensity voters to the polls when Donald Trump is not on the ballot? And can they get them to the polls when it's not fun? Because winning and maintaining a majority is dependent on getting your voters to go out.
Haven't done it in the Trump era, period.
They have not done it in the Trump era. And I fully expect that, if Donald Trump were on the ballot again today, and he were running again, that he would outperform his polls again, because these voters who don't typically participate that come in would be there and they would nudge those numbers up. But we see exactly the opposite happening here in lower turnout elections, is that those lower propensity working class voters aren't there for Republicans.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about many times. It's the midterm elections. We know they're going to go against Trump. Mm-hmm. That's just historically how it is.
Always goes against the incumbent, the party,
president.
And the party in power.
And it's the other party that is more spurred on to get to those polling places and to vote than the party in power.
They're more fired up to get out.
Kind of what we saw yesterday.
Trump also says the government shutdown, which is now the longest in history, by the way, had something to do with it. It's people getting really fed up and more blaming the Republicans than the Democrats. Now, he did not mention his immigration policy, but Steirwalt says that probably played a part, too.
Democrats made a fundamental mistake over the course of 10 or 15 years in treating Hispanic voters as monolithic and assuming that immigration was a driving factor for Hispanic voters again and again and again, which misunderstood the nature of the electorate. I have watched Republicans make a similar mistake in reverse, which is that Hispanic voters don't care about that issue because they only care about this other thing, and that the salience of that issue is broken. I will promise you that when you start doing mass deportations and we're checking papers and they're asking courts for the power to basically stop and frisk kind of approach to people based on the language they speak or their complexion or anything like that, that will cause Hispanic voters to bunch up and not in Republicans' favor.
In other words, the Democrats, they always assumed that immigration policy is the only thing Hispanic voters cared about. The Republicans now assuming that they don't care about it at all. Whatever they want.
Now, we can hope for this, possibly a government shutdown. There was some rumblings yesterday that the Democrats were just holding out till after these elections so they can get their people to vote. Now they might be a little bit more apt to maybe take a deal. So maybe something breaks in the next couple of days, Democrats going over.
Well, we'll see. John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, who is the Senate Majority Leader, he's been saying for a while, he said by the end of next week, we're going to have a deal done. I don't know what he's basing that optimism on.
Well, remember, he said he was going behind Chuck Schumer's back and talking to these guys individually. If that's the case and he's got some coming over, then maybe we do. And again, it's the elections are done. Now it's about the people. Get back to the people, and we'll see.
Trump, meanwhile, he still wants the Senate to go with the nuclear option, which is to kill the filibuster.
I doubt that ever happens. I mean, you could say whatever you want, but I mean,
no, I fear for a lot of these Senate Republicans saying it. If we do that, that is going to come back and bite us in the butt.
Yeah, the congressman we had on last week, the Republican.
Self.
Yeah, Self said, no way. Because, you know, this always happens. The other party takes control. And if that happens.
That could happen as soon as next year.
Yeah, and then what happens? Mm-hmm. You're in trouble.
Cowboys certainly made some noise before the trade deadline, as Jerry promised. They traded for Bengals linebacker Logan Wilson first. And then for the Jets, stud defensive tackle Quinnen Williams, a first-team All-Pro, three-time Pro Bowler, but they had to give to get. In return for Williams, the Jets get the Cowboys' second-round pick this year and a first-round pick next year. That is one of the two they got from the Packers for Micah Parsons. Oh, and the Cowboys, oh, this is terrible. They had to give up Mozzie Smith.
Good riddance.
Their bust of a first-round pick from 2 years ago. Head coach Brian Schottenheimer explaining what makes Quinnen Williams so special.
He's just a difference maker. Ability to affect the interior part of the pocket from a pass rush standpoint. I think 12 sacks a couple years ago. Very disruptive. I mean, for us, you know, there's certain calls you make. You know, you're aware when he's in the game because he's just so disruptive. So we had alerting calls when he was out of the game. We had to set protections based on him, and you guys see it. You see the talent, but I love the play style.
All right, so why did Jerry do this? Well, he says his age, Jerry's age, not Quinnen Williams, actually plays into this.
I don't have time, personally, to have a bad time. It's not on my schedule. And so I have a natural urgency because of my age. And so tomorrows, the immediate tomorrow, are a big thing to me.
In other words, he's 83 now, and he might not be around for that next Super Bowl if he has to do a complete rebuild. Right? Isn't that what you got out of that?
I guess.
And this was interesting. Jerry is taking at least part of the blame for the current state of the Cowboys.
I've made some bad decisions, obviously being tried. Supremely responsible for where we are right now. There's no question about that. I accept that. That doesn't deter me from wanting to get it done and get it done now this year.
Yeah, but will it happen this year? They're 3-5-1. And as we've already said, one guy ain't going to put them over the top.
Well, you got a couple of guys, and that Logan Wilson is a good linebacker. You think DeMarvian Overshone coming back might help. You got two new linebackers. You can say the biggest problem with the defensive line, at least the interior, has and the edge rushers, is there's no Micah Parsons to pick up double teams. So those other guys couldn't perform, and they're not good enough at a good enough level to get free on their own. They have to get an advantage somehow. And if Williams takes up a double team, that does open things up for Osa and other guys on that line. You think, Kenny Clark?
So here's reaction. A little bit of the reaction to the trade for Quinnen Williams, starting with the guys at 105.3 The Fan. They like it.
You have added an all-pro level player to your defense, something you've desperately been in need of. They couldn't find one post-Jay Ratliff. They finally said, screw it, let's give up a 1 and a 2 and Mozzie Smith and go out there and get Quinnen Williams. You with me? We're excited about this, right?
I'm with you.
Yeah. This is good.
Excited for Quinnen. Absolutely. We're winning with Quinnen.
Winning with Quinnen. Come in queue. I like the depth here at defensive tackle.
Yeah.
I think the rotation, Solomon Thomas, Aaron Whitecotton's trying to build back that Jets defensive line here in Dallas. And that was a hell of a unit with the Jets. The team sucked, but the defensive line was good. So I like this. And turnovers, force fumble king. That's Quinnen Williams.
Is he?
He is a force fumble behemoth. I think he leads defensive tackles since coming into the league in force fumbles.
And listen to Marcus Spears last night on ESPN.
Listen, I think this is huge for the Dallas Cowboys. They help bolster their pass rush, but they also get a guy that plays the run very well. And people probably scratching their head. Well, they got Kenny Clark. Kenny Clark was more to solidify the run game. Quinnen is going to be both. And we've seen him play at the highest level as one of the defensive tackles in this league. The Jets are obviously wholesaling, and they're trying to break this thing down to the foundation and rebuild. Yeah. So why not the Dallas Cowboys benefit from that? I think this is a hell of a deal for the Dallas Cowboys to get an impact player right now. So kudos to Jerry. Like, I'm hard as hell on Jerry. Actually, last night, he probably ain't even want to talk to me because I've been very hard on him about not making moves like this. This is what I've been talking about for a long time.
Look at it. Here's how I like to look at it. Combine the two trades, Micah Parsons and Quinnen Williams. One of the first-round picks the Cowboys got from the Packers now belongs to the Jets. So we're going to take that out of the equation. In terms of players, the Cowboys lose Micah Parsons and Mazi Smith. Big deal. They get Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams. And the net in terms of draft picks, they lose a second-round pick next year. They gain a first-round pick next year. But most importantly is salary cap flexibility.
This and if you want to throw in Logan Wilson, they only gave up a seventh for him. Yeah. So I don't know. Look, I think this is a move that was made not just for this year. Quinnen Williams is signed to 07. Or 27, that is, 07. 27. And so you get him from on the relative cheap. He is one of the best defensive tackles, if not the best defensive tackle in the game. You're thinking of it. You have him for a couple of more years down the road. You just got to draft better. And that's the problem. They did this because they have not drafted well in the defensive tackle position or in the defensive line.
No more Mazi Smiths.
No.
Can't have that.
You're gonna have to hit on some of those draft picks, especially early on.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.